spotlight on jazz and poetry. The place where the best of the best in jazz and poetry shine. Spotlight on jazz and poetry, featuring musical greats such as John Coltrane, Dinah Washington, Miles Davis, Heki Sarmanto, Shanoel Latimer, and Hotep Gulati. Spotlight on jazz and poetry, featuring the poetic artistry of Nikki Giovanni, Langston Hughes, Celestial Dancer, Versatile, Oni Lasana, and Neo Soul. Spotlight on jazz and poetry, bringing you the smoothest grooves of jazz and poetry with your host, Big Trigger.
Hello, and welcome to Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. I'm your host, Big Trigger, and I'd like to thank you for joining me today. On today's program, we'll be featuring an artist who is beyond category, an interpreter of ballads at tempos so dreamy they seem practically motionless, floating in the air like the smoke in a barroom. His career was marked by extraordinary promise and devastating disappointment, including a legendary Ray Charles produced album in 1962 that had to be withdrawn because of a contractual dispute. So on today's program, we'll be showcasing the music of Jimmy Scott. So sit back, relax, and enjoy an evening in paradise. You're listening to SOJP Radio, Jazz as Poetic Inspiration.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air. But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter rubs right off and man, you ain't nowhere. They say the girls are something else on Broadway, but looking at them gives me the blues. But how you gonna make some time when all you got is one thin dime? And one thin dime won't even shine your shoes. They say that I won't last too long on Broadway. I'll catch the Greyhound bus for home, they say. But oh, they're wrong, I know they are, 'cause I can sing with the guitar. I'll sing my song I'm a star on Broadway, on Broadway, on I wish I knew someone like you could love me. I wished I knew you'd place no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? I wish I knew, but only you can answer. If you don't care, why let me hope and pray so? Don't lead me on if I'm a fool just say so. Should I keep dreaming on? Oh, just forget you. What shall I do? I wished I knew.
You are in tuned to a spotlight on jazz and poetry with Big Trigger.
Gotta find who's now number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me.
Yes, indeed. Little Jimmy Scott doing a ballad the way it's supposed to be done. We heard Angel Eyes from off the LP entitled All the Way, a 1992 release, and before that, Someone to Watch Over Me, also from the LP entitled All the Way. And it featured John Pisano on guitar, David Fathead Newman on tenor sax, Kenny Barron on piano, Grady Tate on drums, and Ron Carter on the bass. Before that, I Wish I Knew from the LP entitled The Source from 1969, released in 2001. So we're very glad that that music became available. We started off the program with another composition from the LP entitled The Source. We heard On Broadway, and it featured Sissy Houston on vocals, Ron Carter on bass, Eric Gale and Billy Butler on guitar, David Fathead Newman on tenor sax and flute, Joe Gentle also on tenor sax, Junior Mance on piano, and Bruno Carr on drums. Another excellent set of fantastic musicians. The Source, Little Jimmy Scott. We'll be back with more of An Evening in Paradise, where we're featuring the music of Little Jimmy Scott, right after this.
This is your man, Human Yeti, aka U from U360 Holistic Health, and I'm getting my mind, my body, and my spirit right. Listening to the legends right here on Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, hosted by Mr. Doing It Big Trigger, right here on SOJPRadio.com, giving you the best for the young, grown, and classy. Peace.
Hello, Tanya Maria with ColoredPeople.net. Oh, hi! You know it. I'm listening to Big Trigger's Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. Yeah, that's where I get my education with my entertainment. Why don't you tune in and be edutained? All right, I'll see you there. Bye-bye.
This your boy, Ron. Welcome back to Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. Jazz as poetic inspiration.
over me. Every rope has its turning. That's one thing you're learning. I cried for you. What a fool I used to be. Just a little bit blue. Found a heart so much truer. I cried, for you. It's your turn to cry over me. Millions of stars playing tag in the sky. Soft little dreams holding hands in your arms. So much at stake. And then I wake up. It shouldn't happen. A dream. Light-fingered clouds tuck the moon into bed. I feel your lips
stand my heart on my head. Then comes the ache. Again I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. The flowers get happy and dance down the lane. The darkness no longer is deep. A cloudburst of moonbeams is falling like rain. Each time you walk into my dream, here comes the night cutting capers again. Just for a while you'll be with me, and then the bubble will break. Again I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream.
James Victor Scott, often called Little Jimmy Scott, was born July 17, 1925, in Cleveland, Ohio, one of 10 siblings born to Arthur and Justine Scott. All 10 sang in church with their musician mother. Both Jimmy and his brother Kenny suddenly stopped growing while in their early teens. It was later discovered that they both suffered from a rare and inherited condition known as Kallmann syndrome, which causes hormonal imbalances that render its sufferers into a perpetual state of prepuberty. Because Scott refused treatment out of fear that he might damage his voice, He has remained a vocalist widely known for his boyish soprano. One of his first recordings was I Wish I Knew in 1949, a song he later re-recorded with jazz vibraphonist Lionel Hampton. Later, he recorded and performed with Paul Guyton Band. By 1963, he recorded a critically acclaimed album called Falling in Love is Wonderful, produced by the legendary Ray Charles. Unfortunately, the album was pulled from record store shelves and radio stations due to a contractual obligation to Savoy Records, his former label. The litigation claimed Scott was legally bound to record exclusively for Savoy Records. Subsequently, his career suffered, and for several years he did not perform at all, making a living working in a shipping room at Cleveland Sheraton Hotel. It would not be until 1971 when he would enjoy a return to the music scene with the album All the Way for Sire Records. Seymour Stein of Sire had the good fortune of hearing Scott's emotion-filled vocals at a funeral for Doc Pomus, a man that had severely and publicly criticized record companies that mismanaged Scott's career. Stein signed Scott to a long-term recording contract immediately. As a vocalist, Scott is noted for an androgynous voice, impeccable phrasing, and an unbelievably slow and emotional tempos that have influenced recording artists as diverse as Frankie Valli, Mickey Howard, Nancy Wilson, just to name a few. One listen to Jimmy, and you'll understand where Nancy Wilson gets much of her unique phrasing. While his voice today has lost some of its original luster due to the ravages of time and age, he is currently enjoying a resurgence in popularity that all who hear him agree was long overdue. All would additionally agree that his decision to forego treatment for Kallmann syndrome was a blessing for us all.
Hey, this is Lady J, and you're listening to Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry with your host, Big Trigger.
Your mind. I'm getting sentimental.
Our day will come, and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young to know. I love you so, and you love me. Our day wait a while. No tears for us. Think love and wear a smile. Our dreams have magic, because we'll always stay in love this way. Our day will in love this way. Our day will come.
I am so enjoying bringing this program to you today. Evening in Paradise, the music of Little Jimmy Scott. At the top of the set, we heard a composition entitled I Cried For You, taken from off the CD entitled Dream, a 1996 release, and it features Ron Carter on bass, Junior Mance on piano, Patience Higgins and Red Holloway on sax, Peyton Crossley on drums, Milt Jackson on vibes, Rick Zuniger on guitar, and Mitchell Froom on the organ. And from off of that same CD, we heard It Shouldn't Happen to a Dream. One of my favorite compositions we listen to next, taken from off the classic Falling in Love is Wonderful LP from 1963. I was blessed with a copy of this LP by my parents, and I'm so glad that they jumped on the opportunity, because after it was released on Ray Charles's Tangerine label, a lawsuit came about from Savoy Records to take it off of the shelves because Little Jimmy Scott was still under contract with Savoy, and they had to take that LP off of the shelves, and I have a copy of it, so I'm very fortunate about that. I'm Getting Sentimental Over You was the title of the composition we heard off of that classic LP, and all arrangements were done by Gerald Wilson and Marty Page. The composition that we just listened to was entitled Our Day Will Come from the LP entitled The Source, and that was released in 1969. It may be a cliche to state that a singer has to live before he or she can sing about life, but the hardships that Little Jimmy Scott has endured in a long life of struggle and injustice could, to quote another cliche, test the patience of Job. So strong is Scott's sense of staggered rhythm on this LP that Charlie Mingus became frustrated with his elasticity with lyrics, provoking Scott to tell him, I'll catch up with you. Yet that sense, like no other singer's, means that Scott, in spite of his size, towers over the other musicians in any recording session. In this case, Scott towers over an entire string orchestra, patiently letting it go along its course as he catches up after wringing meaning from the songs that he's singing. And I'm quite sure that you can feel that vibe by listening to these wonderful compositions. If you care to read more detailed information about Little Jimmy Scott or any of the other artists that we feature on Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, don't hesitate to log on to Liner Notes, located at www.spotlightonjazzpoetry.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.spotlightonjazzpoetry.blogspot.com, or you can click the liner notes button right on the front page of the sojpradio.com website, and you'll read more detailed information, websites, any upcoming gigs, or some very interesting information historically, because as you know, SOJP is about the historical side of things as well as the entertainment. We like to say edutainment. So head over to Liner Notes and read more about Little Jimmy Scott. We'll be back with more Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. Evening in Paradise, featuring the music of the legendary Little Jimmy Scott, right after this.
What's going on, world? This is Versatile, aka Adam the Anomaly. When I want to hear classic jazz with smooth spoken word, I tune into Big Trigger's Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry on SOJP Radio.
What's going on, fam? This is your man, Human Yeti. I'm here chilling to the smooth sounds my man Big Trigger's providing, you know what I mean? And that's right here on Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry from SOJPRadio.com. All day, your number one station for America's classical music. Feel me? Let's get it in for him, Trey. Peace, y'all.
Welcome back to Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart, how white the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination that's hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware my foolish heart. But your eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time, it is a fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time, it's love, my foolish heart.
beware my foolish heart. But you are eager lips come by, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade. It's no good unless she loves you. All the way happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest tree. That's how it's got to go. How deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you. Thank you. food would say. If you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you. Oh, the way. God gave this land to me, this brave and ancient land to me. And can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk this lovely land with me. Be strong to make this land a home. If
here like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home, a long way from home. This world out here is lonely and cold. This world out here is lonely and cold. This world out here is lonely and cold. I guess I'll go back home. I guess I'll go back home. To the Lord above, let me go home and stay. Let me go home and stay. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, long way from home, a long way from. Thank you.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Little Jimmy Scott, from the album The Source, which was a 1992 release, and you can tell that he was really feeling this song. He lived the lyrics, because at the age of 13, he was orphaned when his mother was killed by a drunk driver. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Before that, we heard Exodus from off of the LP again, The Source. We heard the title composition from the LP entitled All the Way. And we started off the set with the classic composition, My Foolish Heart, from off of the All the Way LP. Jimmy Scott, in my opinion, is just beyond category. Never was there a voice more suited to sing the words, there's a line between love and fascination that's hard to see on an evening such as this. I mean, that's definitely a love song to the fullest, little Jimmy Scott. An Evening in Paradise was the title of today's program. And I'm glad that you were here to experience this wonderful, legendary musician, Jimmy Scott. We're going to close out the program with a song that I played earlier, but it was from a different set. The song that I played earlier was from 1992 off of the LP entitled All the Way. We're going to get into the same composition done in 1963, and it's definitely my favorite Little Jimmy Scott song, and it's entitled Someone to Watch Over Me. And we'd like you to tune in to Spotlight Conversations when you get the next opportunity, because we had the distinct honor and pleasure to have a conversation with the legendary Little Jimmy Scott on Wednesday, May the 22nd. So we hope you tune in to that Spotlight Conversation and get a chance to listen to the marvelous Little Jimmy Scott as we discuss some of his experiences in the music industry and his artistry. So that will be a treat, as it was for me and my co-host, my partner, Celestial Dancer, Donna Curvin. It was just a marvelous conversation. So tune in to Spotlight Conversations as we had a chance to speak with the legendary Little Jimmy Scott. I hope you have a marvelous week. And I'll see you next time right here on Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. Jazz. As poetic inspiration.
There's somebody that I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the woods. I could be good, oh yes I would, to someone who'd watch over me. She may not be the girl some men think of as handsome. To my heart, she'll carry the key. Tell her, please, to put on some speed. Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. She may not be the girl some men think of as handsome. To my heart, she'll carry the key. You tell her, please, to put on some speed.